and he might sneeze, and he might cough. And if you give him some medicine and he doesn't take it, you come back later and say, well, haven't you
taken your medicine?
A person who can't hear a thing is
deaf.
And if I went out in the field and worked and my shirt got all wet yesterday, you might say, yesterday I
sweat, you'd say.
Sweat?
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't say perspire. Right.
And somebody said, what happened to the oranges? And he said, well,
he eat them.
Or didn't take them, or today he takes them, but sometimes on some people get kind of infection on the neck, has something in the middle of it. Sometimes you have to get them lanced.
What do you call that?
Well,
that mess.
Yeah, you just call it a boil.
Oh, boils.
Do you ever call it cat hair? Cat hair. This thing. Well, the stuff that comes out of the boil.
Matter and.
Did you ever call it pus?
The what?
We use pus a lot.
Pus or matter, it's the same.
I use pus, I don't know why it's matter.
Mm-hmm. Probably have them both. Mm-hmm. A man is shot with a gun, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor dresses his
wound.
And sometimes the flesh doesn't grow right, and it develops this kind of flesh, what do you call it?
Prod flesh.
Flesh wound?
Prod flesh. Prod flesh. Is
prod flesh. Prod flesh.
Somebody dies and you're curious about his death and you wonder what he
died from.
What do you say, what he died with?
died of.
The place where you bury a person,
cemetery,
has that always been what you called it? You used to call it something else.
Here's what they used to call a graveyard.
That's an older
cemetery.
Or modern. Never called it burying ground.
Oh, well, I've
no.
never said that.
Graveyard's an older one.
Oh, it's cemetery.
Before they bury the man, they put him in a wooden...
casket? Wooden box or casket?
Casket. And women used to dress in black when somebody died.
Mourning.
And the child is very... sick, and the doctor tells the mother, "Don't, everything will be all right. Just don't."
Or don't worry.
And some people get an ache in their joints. It might be arthritis, and it might be
rheumatism.
And you might say that rheumatisms or something's painful. The rheumatism's painful. The rheumatics are painful. Or how would you say that?
All right.
The rheumatics is painful. The rheumatics, rheumatism.
Rheumatism.
Rheumatism is what you say.
Arthritis or rheumatism.
Well, just put it. Use the word painful there. The rheumatism.
Painful, right?
Painful rheumatism.
The rheumatism is painful. Is that what you'd say?
Yes.
Okay. Rheumatism is painful. Now there's another disease children used to get. They'd strangle. Now they get some kind of shots or inoculations for it. It's something like croup. It's
whooping cough.
Or another one is
diphtheria.
And sometimes their skin turns a little yellow and their eyeballs turn yellow. They have a case of yellow.
Yellow jaundice. Mm-hmm.
And if you get a pain in your right side and you're all double. And if you eat the wrong thing, doesn't agree with you, you feel kind of sick, and you lean over the fence and
throw up.
You ever have any jocular term for that? A term that you're kind of joking about?
She doesn't use it.
Doctor
cookies?
Yeah, also skin a goat.
What?
Skin a goat.
Yeah, I'm kidding. They used to skin the swine in various parts of the country.
Yeah.
What?
They call it skin a goat in some parts of the country. He's talking about different terms are used differently. See, we use different terms than they do in the South.
If you hear some good news, say your neighbor heard some good news, you might say she came right over.
Came over and told me?
Or she came over to, would you say, to tell me?
Came over to tell me the good news, huh?